Bank of Cardiff, this is Sam.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, this is Neil Burchill returning a call to Sam.
Oh, hey, Neil, how you doing?
Fine.
Hey, good. Yeah, I just gave you a call. I'm actually looking over your file right now. Looks like you faxed the application over. just give me a second. I'm going to pull it back up right now. Yeah, so really, you know, just trying to get an idea of, you know, what exactly you're looking for here. Let's see.
Well, a little money.
Yeah, okay. All right, so yeah, I got it in front of me now. Did you have
an idea? I've got a little tax bill coming up here in a week or two.
Oh, I see.
And that would have took part of it, and then the rest of it just been working capital.
Okay, did you have an idea, a ballpark figure of how much in total you were looking for?
Somewhere around 20,000.
Okay. Somewhere around 20. Nice. And how much of that 20 is going for the taxes?
The almost half of it.
Half of it, okay. And the other half for working capital, right?
Right, uh-huh.
Nice, nice. And for that working capital, you know, what did you have in mind for it? How are you going to use it?
Well, we do some advertising and a little promotion, and we usually try to do some of that a couple of times a year, like in the first of the year and up toward the middle of the year. Of course, we're getting right at the middle now.
Okay.
A little extra advertising and...
I see. Okay. All right. And then any idea, you know, you said the tax bill is coming in pretty soon, so looking to move forward as fast as possible. Is that the situation?
Yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. So a couple questions for you just to see kind of what we're going to be working with here. What did you do last year for your gross annual sales?
We did right at $1 million. We'll do about 80,000 a month or a little over.
Oh, okay. All right. Nice, nice. And then are you the 100% owner?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you're a sole prop over there, huh? Okay. All right. So, Neil, how about, what's the credit look like? Is it your personal credit? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it somewhere in the middle?
My personal credit is not really good. It's we had a employee theft situation about a little over a year ago, I guess. And a former employee had taken a bunch of blank checks and started cashing those things to the tune of a few thousand dollars a day there for several days before we caught it. But needless to say, he's out of circulation now. But that didn't get my money back, and it
and I wasn't
just real flush with cash at the time, and I had to scramble around some to cover all that stuff, and in the meantime, while we had a few late payments and stuff, and it caused my credit score to go down. It's down under 600 now.
Okay.
Worst it's been in my entire life.
Yeah, man. No, that's tough when it happens that way too, when it's somebody else doing it to you, not even your own.
It was a drug situation.
Oh man, that's too bad. Well, I hope you guys are, you know, at least getting through it. You know, starting to put it back together. And happy to help with that.
We will, hopefully.
Yeah. You know, how long have you been in business over there?
25 years.
25 years. Nice. Nice. Okay. All right. And then, let me see here. So, okay, another piece of information I'm going to need is... for the business location where you're at, do you guys, do you rent or own your location?
Own.
Oh, is it owned outright or is there a mortgage on it?
Yeah, there's a mortgage, yeah.
Okay, any idea what that monthly cost is for the mortgage?
$566.
Oh, okay, perfect. All right. Okay. Let me see here. And then I'll tell you what, Neil, what is a good email address to contact you at?
It's insmarket35@gmail.
At Gmail. Okay. Okay, so, Neil, there's going to be a couple things that I'm going to need. in order to get you approved. First of all, to give you some initial feedback, the $20,000 that you're looking for, that total amount is, it seems entirely doable with the level of sales that you have. Typically, we're able to do 10 to 15% the top line. So, you know, if you wanted to do even more than the 20, it would probably be on the table. But you can choose, you know, exactly what you need. Kind of the process that we do is we'll first get you qualified for the largest amount possible and then kind of work backwards from there. You can choose how much you want and you can choose how long you want the term for.
Okay.
Now, in order to get you approved, I have the application, but it looks like we don't have a signature on the application. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to have to email this back to you and just have you sign it, and then send me also the most recent 6 months of your business bank statements.
Okay.
As well as last year's tax return. Does that
I
sound...
I don't have last year's tax return yet. My CPA got swamped come April the 15th. She called me and she said, we're going to have to get an extension. Said, I just can't get to it. So that's where I am. I'm still hanging out midair right now.
Do you have the, did you file an extension or are you still waiting to do that?
No, we filed it. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Perfect. So here's what you can do. You can shoot me over the 2014 tax return with the extension that you filed for this year. Does that make sense?
Okay.
And we'll be able to work off of that. So, I mean, I'll put all of this in the email for you. You know, just the list of what I need. I'll give you the description, walk you through it. On the email, okay, you'll have all of my contact information. So if you have any questions, you can give me a call. You can shoot me an email.
All right.
So what I'll do is I'm sorry, go ahead.
Where are you guys located?
I'm in San Diego, California.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, a little ways over. Are you?
Yeah, you're a good ways over.
You're in Morristown, Tennessee, right?
Correct.
Now, is that Eastern time zone or is that Central time zone there?
Yeah, we're Eastern.
Eastern, okay. Is Tennessee split? Do you guys have both of them there, or is it all?
Yeah,
Eastern?
We do.
It's
split. It's split down the. Well, I'm about 40 miles east of Knoxville.
Oh, okay.
And the time changes down about Crossville or Cookville, which is about 60 or 70 miles outside of Nashville, on the way like from Knoxville to Nashville.
Sure. Sure. Yeah.
So it changes 1 hour difference there.
Yeah, that can kind of get confusing. You know, dealing with all these different time zones. I'm a good 3 hours behind you. So, you know, I'll be here, you know, a little later in the day. So,
okay.
Now, I know we want to move kind of as soon as possible just so we can get this stuff in place, you know, with the tax bill coming. Did all of that sound like something you'd be able to get back to me today?
Yeah, I should be able to. I'm out right now, but
okay.
My wife had a nap a little while back, and she's still having to go to therapy about 3 times a week. And I've got her down at the therapy center right now, but I'll be back home within 10 minutes.
Okay. Okay. Well, take your time. Like I said, I'm going to be here. I'll be in the office till about 6:30 your time today.
Okay.
So you know, as long as you. If you can get it over to me, I would say probably by about maybe 3:30 your time, I can package everything together and still get it submitted today so we can look at something come Monday. If it comes a little later, we might be pushing it back toward Tuesday.
Okay.
But just trying to keep it in the timeline that we're shooting for here.
All right. I will work on it as soon as I get back in.
Okay, perfect. I'll go ahead. I'll send the email over to you right now. Did you have any other questions for me before you let me go?
No, not right. I don't think so. Are you a regular bank? Are you a loan company? Or what is that, Bank of Cardiff?
Bank of Cardiff. Yeah, we're an actual bank. It's Cardiff ending in an F like Frank.
Okay.
Yeah, so we do, I mean, we're an actual bank. We have, you know, hundreds of different programs. We don't just do one thing or the other.
Okay.
So it actually kind of gives us a nice little chance to fit you into something that makes sense for you. We got a lot of options to work with.
Okay. Well, all right. I will get it over to you shortly.
All right. Thanks a lot, Neil. I'll send it your way. And like I said, if you have any questions, go ahead, give me a call, shoot me an email, either one.
Okay. Thanks.
All right. Thanks a lot, Neil.
All right. Bye-bye.